Other news about Haiti. A small organization called Yele Haiti has received millions of dollars in donations since Tuesday's earthquake, but serious questions have arisen about its bookkeeping. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
Musician Wyclef Jean started a charitable organization in his home country after selling millions of albums here.
When I come back, there'll be no need to clock. I have enough money to buy out the blocks.
The former Fugees member opened a U.S. branch of his organization in the late 1990s. In 2005, it became known as Yele Haiti.
It looks like the organization up until now has operated on a pretty small scale.
Art Taylor tracks charities for the Better Business Bureau.
Most of the money they collect, they seem to distribute out in the form of grants to other organizations.
Schools, environmental groups. Yele Haiti's annual budget is around $2 million. That's how much it's gotten in donations this week alone, which piqued William Bastone's curiosity.
This is a charity that now is getting lots and lots of money. I think it's a legitimate question to wonder whether they know what to do with the money.
So the editor of the website, The Smoking Gun, and his staff dug through Yele Haiti's public IRS filings. They found that back when it was known as the Wyclef Jean Foundation, it was dissolved involuntarily by the state, Florida, where it was based. But Yele Haiti's president, Hugh Locke, begs to differ.
It was never dissolved. It was simply that it had gone inactive. And there hadn't been filings because there wasn't sufficient activity.
Still, after the foundation reorganized in 2005, it took several years for it to file tax returns. And the Smoking Gun's Bastone says the returns prove substantial financial mismanagement, especially in 2006.
During that 1 year, in the vicinity of $410,000 basically went to Mr. Jean and his partner.
More than a quarter of that money went to a recording studio that Jean and his business partner own. And it looked to Bastone like Jean was paid $100,000 to perform at a benefit for his own foundation. But Yele Haiti President Hugh Locke says that can be explained, too.
That $100,000 covered a range of different services, including musicians and equipment rental.
Locke says Yele Haiti did nothing wrong.
Not that this is a justification. We were focused on delivery of services in Haiti.
Yele Haiti has also been criticized because its website claims 100% of donations now are going to earthquake relief. That's true, says Locke. Overhead costs are paid from its base budget. And because this is not just a story about dollars and cents, I asked Locke if he had lost staff in the earthquake. This is how he responded. The last thing this organization needed was a public relations disaster on top of the one in Haiti. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
This is NPR News.